Welcome to Market Insights by Innovate.ag. Today's update is for the week of March 30th, 2026. Here's what's moving in blueberry markets. Before we get into the detail, here are this week's highlights. Frost has hit Central Florida, Southeast Georgia, Bladen County, North Carolina, and Corning, California. Pollination risk is elevated in Bladen County, North Carolina, and Corning, California. Corning, California is also carrying a chill deficit at 76% of target, and rain damage has been observed in Central Florida and Southeast Georgia. These are the stories driving the season right now. Let's work through each of them. Starting with observed crop impacts, because these are the events that have already happened and will shape your harvest window for the rest of the season. On the frost front, Central Florida took 3 frost days during bud break, February 1st through 3rd, with a low of 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Central Florida accounts for 5.8% of domestic fresh supply, so this is meaningful volume. Growers there should document affected blocks thoroughly and notify their crop insurance agent if applicable. Do not destroy damaged material before an adjuster can inspect it. Now, here's an important update since last week. When we reported on this frost in week 12, Bladen County, North Carolina was still in bud break. This week, Bladen County has advanced into bloom, meaning those plants are now at their most vulnerable stage for frost exposure. That transition matters because frost damage during bloom carries more direct yield consequences than damage at bud break. On heat stress, Bakersfield, California experienced a 3-day high heat event during bloom, March 18th through the 21st, with a peak temperature of 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Bakersfield represents 5.4% of domestic fresh supply. Heat during bloom can reduce final packout even when there's no visible damage on the vine. Growers in that region should monitor fruit set and sizing closely over the coming weeks. On pollination, this season has now reached 7 regions with high pollination risk. That's up from 5 regions at medium risk last week, a significant escalation. The hardest hit region is Bladen County, North Carolina, which accounts for 10.7% of domestic fresh supply. If you're operating in a region with pollination stress, supplemental options include increasing hive density to 2 to 4 hives per acre, deploying bumblebee boxes, or bringing in mason bees for early or cool bloom conditions. We also have an active crop alert to flag. Southeast Georgia is showing a forecast high of 86.7 degrees Fahrenheit for Wednesday, April 1st. That's above the 86 degree threshold, where bee flight stops and pollen stress begins. This would compress the pollination window during bloom, which is exactly the wrong time for heat to interfere. On rain damage, both Central Florida and Southeast Georgia took significant rainfall during bloom. Central Florida received 21 millimeters, roughly 1 inch, on March 15th. Southeast Georgia received 11 millimeters the same day. Southeast Georgia carries 20.2% of domestic fresh supply, so rain disruption there is a material market signal. Any ripe fruit in those regions should have been harvested immediately ahead of the rain event. Rain splitting during bloom can cause $300 to $500 per acre in losses. Now let's look at what changed since last week. 2 regions advanced their crop stage this week. Bladen County, North Carolina moved from bud break into bloom. Corning, California also moved from bud break into bloom. Both of these transitions are significant. Bloom is the highest risk stage for both frost and pollination disruption, and both regions are currently carrying active risk on both fronts. Moving to the top movers by market impact, based on growing degree days, or GDD, data from Open Medio combined with USDA NASS supply weights. For context on what days ahead means, GDD accumulation tracks heat units that drive crop development. When a region is running days ahead of the 5-year historical average, it means GDD accumulation is outpacing what we've typically seen at this point in the season, signaling an earlier harvest window than normal. Willamette Valley, Oregon is tracking 22 days ahead of the 5-year historical average, representing 58 million pounds of fresh production and 15% of domestic supply. That's down one day from 23 days ahead last week, which may reflect a slightly cooler stretch. Worth watching. Watsonville, California is tracking 50 days ahead, a notable shift from 56 days ahead last week. That's a 6-day pullback, suggesting the GDD pace has moderated somewhat, though Watsonville remains the furthest ahead of any tracked region. Northwestern Washington is tracking 25 days ahead, representing 17 million pounds of fresh production and 5% of domestic supply. Last week, Northwestern Washington was tracking 35 days ahead. That's a 10-day compression in a single week, the largest week-over-week shift in the top movers list. Growers and shippers in that region should take note. Prosser Washington is tracking 18 days ahead, representing 23 million pounds and 6% of domestic supply, essentially flat compared to 19 days ahead last week. Southwestern Michigan, Van Buren County, is tracking 18 days ahead, representing 38 million pounds and 10% of domestic supply. This region was not in the top movers list last week, so its appearance here is worth watching as we move toward the peak supply window. For all of these regions, if your harvest window is shifting earlier, your labor plans need to shift with it. Coordinate with your labor provider now to adjust arrival dates before the window opens. On this week's GDD gains, Central Florida added 84 GDD this week and is now tracking one day behind the 5-year historical average. That's an improvement. Last week, Central Florida was 3 days behind. Southeast Georgia added 68 GDD and is now 4 days ahead, up from 2 days ahead last week. Bladen County, North Carolina added 46 GDD and is tracking 3 days ahead, compared to 1 day ahead in week 12. Bakersfield, California added 86 GDD and is 20 days ahead, a significant pullback from 24 days ahead last week, likely reflecting the post-heat event moderation after that March bloom event. And Watsonville, California added 56 GDD this week, tracking 50 days ahead, down from 56 days ahead last week. Now let's talk chill accumulation, which is relevant for northern highbush blueberry varieties grown in domestic regions that require winter chill hours. This is not a factor for low-chill southern highbush varieties grown in Mexico or Peru. Corning, California is the domestic region of concern here, sitting at 76% of its chill target, below the 90% threshold where delayed or uneven flowering begins, and approaching the 70% threshold where reduced fruit set becomes a real risk. Dormancy has ended for the season, which means the deficit is locked in. There's no path to recovery this year. Growers in Corning should expect staggered bloom timing and an extended harvest window with lower peak volumes than a fully chilled season would deliver. Corning represents 4% of domestic fresh supply, so this is a contained but real risk. On the overlap pressure index, the OPI estimates how many pounds of fresh blueberries are hitting the market simultaneously across all tracked regions. High overlap compresses FOB pricing. Growers become price takers when supply stacks up. This week, supply overlap is trending 10% below the historical average. Risk is low. The current peak OPI sits at 320 million pounds in week 23, compared to a historical peak of 355 million pounds. Last week, the peak OPI was 335 million pounds in week 26, so the peak has both dropped in volume and shifted earlier in the season. That's a meaningful change. Historically, when overlap reaches 320 million pounds in a single week, there is some pricing pressure, but at 10% below historical average, the current setup is relatively favorable for growers. The peak window runs from weeks 17 through 35, roughly April through September, so we're approaching the front edge of that window now. FOB reference from USDA AMS Shipping Point reports. The historical 3-year average during peak weeks runs around $20 per flat of 12 1-pint clamshells. The 2022 season came in around $22, about 10% above average. The 2023 season dropped to around $18, about 10% below average, and 2024 came back to roughly $20 on import supply. Mexico is currently in peak season, contributing 150 million pounds annually, approximately 15% of U.S. fresh blueberry supply. At this point in the calendar, domestic harvest has not yet begun in most regions, so Mexico's volume is filling shelf demand, not competing with domestic product. That's a positive for overall market stability heading into the domestic season. And before we wrap up, why did the blueberry grower win the debate? Because every point he made was well cultivated. In closing, we used AI tooling to create this brief. And using AI tools is a lot like farming. The best laid plans don't always get you the outcome you planned on. And similar to Mother Nature, AI has a way of humbling us when we least expect it. But we're building these insights in the open, so if something sounds off, let us know. Visit innovate.ag to share your feedback, and forward this update to a colleague who will get a kick out of it. This brief is for informational purposes only, not financial or agronomic advice, and is copyright innovate.ag. Signing off with Market Insights, we'll see you next week.